This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Oh, if only you could automate your personal finance spring cleaning. How great would that be? But it's just not that simple, right? Because it means different things to different people.
Part of my financial spring cleaning routine is about paying down debt. That's a big thing because even though, yeah, I made less money last year, this year I'm on a better track, so I'll be able to do that, and I definitely have that budgeted in. And just keeping better track of where my money goes. I don't think I was always very good at that. And now as I hit middle age, I think it's definitely an appropriate time to sort of, you know, keep more track of where the money's going and be a little more cautious.
My plans for spring cleaning were I decided to go through my closet and basically try on everything that was still hanging up. And I ended up getting rid of a garbage bag full of clothes to I donated it to the local children's foundation. Just, you know, another way that I feel like cleaning up my life a little and doing something good.
That was Megan Ortiz from Los Angeles and Jessica Newport from Washington, D.C. If you've been spring cleaning your closet along with us this hour and have decided to give some of your clothes to charity, do yourself a favor and check the label first. If it says Made in the USA, you might consider a consignment store. That label could mean your cast-offs are worth some real money. A new survey shows 80% of shoppers would pay more for American-made goods, but be careful. What you think is a homegrown product might not be. Consumer Reports recently looked into the questionable origins of some of the products labeled Made in the USA. Shopping expert Todd Marks is a senior project editor with Consumer Reports, and he joins us now. Todd, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be here with you today.
So what reasons does this 80% of the country give for why they prefer to buy American-made products?
Their primary reason for wanting to buy American-made goods, even more so than creating jobs and keeping the economy chugging along, was because there's a very strong perception that American companies treat their workers better and that there's more of a sense of a social conscience, giving back to the community, you know, less likely to employ questionable practices such as child labor. Yeah, it's goes beyond the obvious.
Are people willing to put their money where their mouths are, though? Are they also okay with paying more for products made in America?
Yeah, absolutely. That survey that Consumer Reports National Research Center didn't just ask, you know, do you prefer to buy American, but would you be willing to pay more? And in fact, 60% of all the respondents indicate that they'd buy American-made clothes and appliances, even if they cost 10% more than the imported version.
Well, that's what people say, but what do the numbers show? Do people choose homegrown goods over exports even when they do cost more?
Well, I think there's an inclination that people would. The problem is, in many instances, is that there just aren't that many American-made goods being made in certain categories, so the options aren't there. It's an impediment to consumers to want to support our economy more. And you look at areas like electronics, personal electronics in particular, and you look at things like clothing. Clothing is an industry that's probably unlikely to come back to America anytime soon.
What does the label Made in America really mean, though? What federal requirements have to be met to permit a company to label something made in the USA?
Well, there are a gaggle of federal agencies that oversee labeling, but Made in the USA claims is the purview of the Federal Trade Commission, which looks for deceptive or misleading advertising. And when you see a label on a product that says Made in the USA, you can be assured that that product is either all or virtually all made here. It's the gold standard of all label claims. There's no ambiguity. But that's what they call an unqualified claim. There are what they call qualified claims that kind of suggest like what Apple does. They're very big into this. For example, their new iPad mini says, designed by Apple in California but assembled in China. And that's kind of sending a mixed message. So there is a lot of ambiguity. Yes, American brain power is theoretically behind this, but the actual fabrication of the item was done overseas. And those are things that people have a hard time deciphering.
There is so much chicanery going on, too, with these labels. I've seen labels that say made in, and then there's an American flag, for instance. Is something like that an outright violation, or, you know, is it legal but just misleading?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the use of things like American flags, maps of the lower 48 states, the Statue of Liberty, an eagle in flight, all these patriotic symbols we find are used willy-nilly on a lot of companies that make goods far from our shores. Same thing with the use of words, true American quality, American heritage, you know, those kind of things. The use of these words and symbols may not mean anything because the Federal Trade Commission has really found, what they say is that we look at everything on a case-by-case basis to see what the overall message is. And symbols and words in and of themselves aren't enough to constitute a violation, as long as somewhere in a conspicuous manner is the actual story. For example, you can use the flag as long as you see somewhere in a prominent place, the item says, say, made in Vietnam. But a lot of people don't go beyond the symbols or the words, so they jump to conclusions. And the fact of the matter is, companies can do that and they can get away with it. And unless you're a real eagle-eyed consumer, in the truest sense of the word, you may not even notice. Sadly, but the reality is, for all the talk, the FTC has rarely brought any actions against companies who have been maybe stretching the truth.
So bottom line, if consumers are serious about buying American-made goods, what should they do to be sure?
Look for the words made in the USA, because those, as I mentioned earlier, are unqualified claims that are the gold standard. If you're looking to find out where a product was made, not where it was just necessarily designed, thought up, you know, or conjured up, where it was actually put together with labor, look for those words because they don't lie.
Todd Marks is a shopping expert and senior project editor with Consumer Reports. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Anytime. My pleasure. Thanks so much, Barbara.